الله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فأما من أعطى واتقى وصدق بالحسنى فسنيسره لليسرى. In the previous ayats, the beginning of the surah, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has again taken various qasams, oaths, and that shows us how important the subject matter is, that Allah is the absolute truth. But to for our conviction that we realize that this is the actual truth, Allah Ta'ala takes so many qasams to convince us. Allah took qasam of the night, and when the night is over, spreads out completely, that is darkness overtakes the whole night. And then opposite to that, the day, and when the day becomes extremely bright, midday, two opposite things, which as we had read yesterday, this shows that the efforts of mankind are also of two complete different kinds. One is the correct effort, and that will lead him to Allah's pleasure and to Jannah. And the other effort that he makes, it leads him to the displeasure of Allah and to Jahannam finally. May Allah save us all. Then Allah explained another, took another qasam, Allah's own qasam, and that he who has created man and woman, and these are also completely different. It's a different world that we are living in, where the people are claiming gender equality, whereas men are completely different and women are completely different. They are not equal at all as far as their biological structure is concerned, etc. So as men and women are also different, the efforts of men are also different. That is humanity, their efforts are different. Some do righteous efforts and some do wrong efforts. And then Allah Ta'ala made that statement and said, "Inna sa'yakum lashatta." All your efforts are completely different. The types of effort you make and the result of that effort, the two are completely different. So the one type of effort now, and that is the correct effort, Allah Ta'ala explains. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى. So jisne diya aur darta raha. That person who gives, that is, spends in the path of Allah. And that person who fears Allah, does not break the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, upholds the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. In other words, he has got proper iman in Allah Ta'ala, which has in itself, or we can regard it as separately, taqwa also. If a person has got proper taqwa iman, he has got taqwa. If he's got taqwa, he has got iman. So that person who made effort for that, which was described in the, explained in the previous surah, the main theme of the previous surah, that a person makes his islah, that he acquires this proper iman on Allah Ta'ala, and this taqwa, the fear of Allah Ta'ala, and in the love of Allah, he does not disobey Allah and fulfills all the commands of Allah Ta'ala. Consequently, وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى or sajjana bhali baat ko, and he also had this iman on all the correct things which Allah Ta'ala, the good things which Allah Ta'ala has informed us as. He believes in Allah, he believes in all the Anbiya and Rasuls, he believes in the day of Qiyamah, in Taqdeer, etc., which briefly we read in our Iman Mufassal, Aamantu Billahi wa Malaikatihi wa Kutubihi wa Rusulihi. In detail, he believes in all that also. And he believes in it in a good way. That is with complete conviction. There is no doubt in his heart about life after death, about the life in the qabr, about Jannat and Jahannam. He has got complete conviction. So for those people who have this iman and who have this taqwa, those people who spend, consequently for them to spend in the path of Allah at any needy occasion, they are just too happy and they trust on Allah. They don't look at their bank balance or what is in their pocket, but they look at the treasures of Allah Ta'ala and they spend also. And they have got kindness in them also, humility also in them. So for those people Allah Ta'ala says, فَسَنُوْيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى. To usko hum sahaj sahaj punchayenge aasani mein. So such people, we will gradually take them further and further into goodness. They're in this world also, we will grant them respect and honor. In the year after, we will grant them Jannat, and we will grant them everywhere our pleasure. So for this, this effort has to be made to control our nafs that we don't do the wrong things. We are not hostile to anyone. We are not a burden to anyone. We will make that effort, then Allah increases us in that. Then to do further good becomes also easy. Till a person reaches a stage where he is surprised himself that Allah has taken this work from him, Allah has taken that work from him, which he said, it was impossible for me to do all this. But then Allah leads him on to that. So if we carry on doing good and we stay away from evil, Allah takes us further and further into good until we get the pleasure of Allah, which comes in the Hadith Sharif. When a person makes effort in this direction, Allah says, I become his eyes by which he sees, his hands by which he holds. In other words, he gains the full pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. And in the Akhirah, those ni'mats and enjoyments cannot be explained. What things Allah will give, and that is the real life. There we will realize that dunya's life was just a dream life. It was just a short while. It was no reality. It was just a dream. And that is the real life, and that will be eternal. So may Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we walk in this direction towards the pleasure of Allah, fulfilling the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, and we carry on in that. There is also, however, in that path at the beginning, it looks difficult to do the right thing at that time. Like for example, getting up for Fajr, if it's winter, it's a cold morning, and a person finds it hard to get out of the bed and to make wuzu and come for namaz. If it is summer, short nights, he's still very sleepy, he finds it difficult. But if he overcomes that, he will go, Allah will make Fajr for him always easy. If he carries on. But if he becomes lazy, more and more he will become more lazier. And he thinks, I'll make my Fajr at home. Then finally the time comes when he even misses his Fajr at home, and his namaz becomes qaza. So the beginning is a little bit difficulty, but a person has to persevere. Then it becomes easy. And the opposite is easy, to lie in bed and just to keep on lying and just waiting, and then finally a person finds his namaz also becomes qaza. So in that way we won't go towards righteousness. On that we can think of every other thing also. When we are talking, we are making ghibat, for people are making ghibat. To abstain is, looks very hard, and to join them looks very easy. But at that time, to do the right thing. And you know, for all things, a person is in a hurry, and to stop at a stop street becomes difficult for him. But to stop is the right thing. And if he keeps on doing that, he will go further into righteousness. And when he does the wrong, he will go further into wrong. So Allah guide us towards righteousness at all times, and especially when the trying time comes. At that time, Allah Ta'ala helps us particularly. Wa akhiru da'wana.